E-Bike Trail Guide, your go-to podcast for exploring the best e-bike trails across the country.
Yep, join us as we dive into thrilling rides, hidden gems, and e-bike tips for your next adventure.
And always, always check local trail rules before you ride. Make sure those Class 1 e-bikes are definitely allowed.
Good point. So important.
Okay, today we're embarking on a deep dive into, well, a real treasure. The Ohio and Erie Canal Towpath Trail.
Oh, that's a fantastic one. Over 90 miles through Ohio, right? Cleveland down to Zorville.
Exactly. And we've pulled together info from all over TrailLink, the official Ohio and Erie Canalway site, the National Park Service, and importantly, lots of personal accounts, you know, user reviews from riders who've actually been there.
Right. Those firsthand experiences are gold.
They really are. So our mission today, we're going to sift through all that and pull out the key stuff you need to plan an awesome e-bike trip on this trail.
Covering the highlights, the practical things.
Yeah, the practicalities and really what makes it such a unique ride.
Okay, sounds good. Where should we start? That history seems pretty central.
Let's do it. The history. It's amazing. You're literally riding on the path where mules pulled canal boats.
Yeah, from 1827 to 1913. That's quite a span of time. You can almost picture it, can't you? The slow pace, the boats gliding along.
Totally. It gives you a real connection to the past, doesn't it? Not like just any bike path.
No, definitely not. It adds a whole other layer to the experience.
And the route itself, it kicks off up in Cleveland in the Industrial Valley at Canal Basin Park. You get these pretty cool views of the skyline and the Cuyahoga River right from the start.
Okay. Industrial start.
Then it winds southeast down to the Zoar Valley Trail near Zoarville.
And it cuts through four counties. Cuyahoga, Stark, Summit, Tuscarawas.
That's right. And get this, it runs through five different preserves within the National Heritage Area.
Five preserves. Wow. So it's not just the canal history. There's significant natural landscape, too.
Exactly. And it's good to remember this isn't just some standalone trail.
Right. It connects to bigger networks, doesn't it?
It does. It's a key piece of the larger Ohio to Erie Trail.
The one that's aiming for, what, 320 miles?
Yeah.
Linking Lake Erie to the Ohio River?
Yeah, that ambitious project. And it's also part of the Industrial Heartlands Trails Network that's developing across a few states.
So when you ride this, you're tapping into something much larger, a regional network.
Precisely. So key places you'll pass through. You've got Cleveland, obviously. Then the amazing Cuyahoga Valley National Park.
CVNP. Hear a lot about that.
Oh, yeah. Peninsula, the town, then Akron, Summit Lake, Clinton, Canal Fulton, Bolivar, and finally down near Zoarville.
Quite the journey. A real slice of Ohio.
It really is. Okay, so that's the route. But what's it actually like under your tires?
Yeah.
Especially thinking about e-bikes. What do the sources say about surfaces?
Yeah, good question. It's definitely mixed. You'll find some asphalt, some boardwalk sections.
Okay.
But a lot of it is crushed stone. Crushed limestone,
whoa,
specifically.
Oh, limestone.
Particularly common in the southern parts and within the national park, CVMP.
So what does that mean for riding, especially on an e-bike? Limestone can be a bit soft sometimes.
It can be. It offers maybe a bit less grip than pavement, and it can be looser. So while some people do ride road bikes.
Really? Road bikes?
Well, mostly on the paved sections near the cities, like Cleveland and Akron. But the general advice, especially from user reviews, leans towards hybrid or maybe even mountain bike tires.
For comfort and grip.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just makes the ride smoother and more stable on that lying stone.
Yeah.
We did see one review specifically mention riding e-bikes.
Oh, good.
Yeah, they said it was great. Mentioned a few rougher spots, maybe from past flooding or something. But overall, very doable and enjoyable on the e-bikes.
That's really encouraging. So e-bikes are definitely a go.
Seems like it. And those interesting bits, like you mentioned the boardwalk over Summit Lake.
Yeah.
Sources say that's a really fun part of the ride. Something different.
Nice. And the start in Cleveland is paved.
Yep. The northern section out of Cleveland is apparently well-maintained asphalt. Nice, smooth start.
Okay.
The switch to the crushed limestone tends to happen around Rockside Road, just as you're heading into the national park.
Gotcha. So you get a bit of everything, surface-wise. Okay, let's shift gears. What are you actually seeing? The scenery must be a huge part of this ride.
Oh, absolutely. That's a major draw. The sources talk about just how diverse it is.
How so?
Well, you start in that industrial setting in Cleveland with the river views and skyline.
Right.
Then you transition into just the natural beauty of Cuyahoga Valley National Park.
Right.
It's quite a contrast.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Then you pass through these charming, historic small towns. And further south, it becomes more rural, more pastoral.
So you really feel like you're traveling through different layers of Ohio's landscape and history?
Exactly. That's a great way to put it. And CVNP, the National Park, it just keeps coming up as a major highlight.
What makes it so special, besides the views?
Well, the views are spectacular, but it's also packed with historical sites related to the canal and the valley and the wildlife.
Ah, wildlife sightings. Always a bonus. What are people seeing?
Lots. Deer are common. Turtles. You won't believe this. One reviewer claimed they saw 200 turtles.
200? Seriously?
Seriously. I mean, maybe a slight exaggeration, but clearly turtles are abundant.
Okay, wow. What else?
Herons. Beavers have been spotted, lots of different bird species. It sounds like a really active area for wildlife.
That's fantastic. What about points of interest, like towns or specific spots people mention?
Peninsula comes up a lot. It's described as this bustling historic canal town.
Okay.
Got restaurants, little shops, and crucially, a train station for that bike board program we should talk about.
Yes, the train. We'll definitely get to that. So Peninsula sounds like a must stop.
It seems like it. Then there's Summit Lake with that cool floating boardwalk we mentioned.
Right.
Canal Fulton is another one. Apparently you can take seasonal canal boat rides there.
Oh, neat. Like step back in time.
Kinda, yeah. Yep. And all on the trail, you're constantly seeing remnants of the old canal itself right beside you. Plus, there are exhibits dotted along the way explaining the history.
So it's not just scenic, it's educational, too. Like a moving museum.
Pretty much. Makes the ride more engaging, I think.
Were there any specific sort of don't-miss spots that reviewers kept mentioning?
A few, yeah. Beaver Pond for wildlife watching. Chalet's Farm Market. People seem to love it, not just for food, but sometimes live music, too.
Oh, fun.
The Lockkeeper's Restaurant in a town called Independence gets mentioned. And for history buffs, there's a Steel Heritage Museum up in Cleveland.
Lots to see.
Oh, and one person suggested a detour near Peninsula, up to the Ledges Overlook in CVMP. Said it's a bit of a climb or workout, but the views are worth it.
Noted. A little extra challenge for a big payoff.
Okay.
History, scenery, sounds amazing. Let's get practical. Planning an e-bike trip here. What are the key things you need to know?
First off, the length. It's 90.6 miles end to end.
Okay, so definitely potential for multi-day trips.
For sure. But it's also really well set up for shorter rides because there are, get this, 55 different access points with parking.
55? Wow, that offers incredible flexibility.
It really does. You can easily pick a section that suits you. Some specific parking spots mentioned were the start in Cleveland, Boston Mills Road in CVMP, Erie Ave NW in Canal Fulton, Hudson Drive SW down in Navarre. Lots of options.
Okay. Now, that bike aboard program, you mentioned Peninsula has a station. How does that work? Sounds super useful.
It sounds brilliant, honestly. It's run by the Cuyahoga Valley Scenic Railroad. Basically, you can bike the trail one way and then hop on the train with your bike to get back to where you started or to another point along the trail.
Perfect for one-way rides without needing a shuttle car.
Exactly. It runs seasonally, April through October generally. And the cost, according to reviews, is really low, like $3 to $5.
That's amazing value.
Yeah, multiple reviewers said they used it and highly recommended it. It adds a whole different dimension to planning your trip.
Definitely. Any advice from the sources on which direction to ride or typical trip lengths people do?
Well, some experienced riders suggest going south to north. Apparently, there might be a very slight overall downhill grade that way. Makes it a bit easier.
Okay, good tip.
And for those looking for a bigger challenge, someone mentioned doing a round trip Cleveland down towards the Tuscarawas River area and back. Said that involves a bit more climbing, especially between Cleveland and Akron.
Gotcha. So options for different fitness levels. What about staying overnight if you are doing a multi-day trip?
Accommodation options directly on the trail seem a bit limited. There are some campsites mentioned in certain areas.
Okay.
But importantly, you can apparently get permission for overnight parking at some specific trailheads within the national park.
Ah, good to know. But you'd need to check that beforehand.
Absolutely. Always best to confirm those details directly with a park service. And related to planning, always, always check for temporary closures or detours before you head out. Things change.
Standard procedure for any trail ride, really. Good reminder. Okay, packing list essentials. Beyond the obvious, bike gear.
Well, the basics are crucial here. Plenty of water is key. Snacks. Sunscreen, definitely. Bike gloves are a good idea.
And for comfort, especially on that limestone.
Padded bike shorts, highly recommended by several riders, especially for longer distances on the crushed stone. It can get a bit jarring after a while.
Makes sense. Safety gear.
Yeah, a bike bell is really useful, especially in the busier sections like the national park where you have the pedestrians. And bright clothing or lights are always smart.
Right. Now, specifically for e-bikes, any rules or things to be aware of on this trail?
Yes. The main one is speed. There's generally a 15-mile-per-hour speed limit for e-bikes on most of the towpath trail.
Okay, 15-mile-per-hour. Good to know and respect.
Very important. And just general trail etiquette. Be mindful of others, especially pedestrians in the park. Signal when you're passing, you know, on your left, that sort of thing.
Right, single file when it's busy.
Exactly. And remember, not every single trailhead has restrooms or water. So you need to plan your stops a bit. Look at the map beforehand.
Plan your pit stops. Got it. Basic trail etiquette too, right? Pack it in, back it out.
Of course. Leave no trace. Keep it nice for the next person.
What if something goes wrong? Like a flat tire, or you just need some air, or, you know, you get hungry.
Good news on that front. There seem to be several bike shops reasonably close to the trail in various towns.
Oh, handy. Which ones?
Let's see. Dirty River Bikes in Akron was mentioned. There's apparently one just north of Massillon. Century Cycle in Peninsula. RD Bikes in Barberton. So options exist if you need mechanical help.
That's reassuring. And for human fuel.
Plenty of options there, too.
Yeah.
Ice cream shops, cafes, restaurants in towns like Peninsula, Canal, Fulton, Massillon. You won't go hungry.
Sounds like you can definitely make a day of it, stopping off along the way.
For sure. Okay, so we've painted a pretty rosy picture, but trails are rarely perfect. Did the sources mention any variations in quality or potential challenges?
Yeah, that's important to cover. It sounds like the surface quality isn't uniform across all 90 miles.
Right. It depends a bit on who maintains that particular section and just the location. Some reviewers did mention rougher patches.
Whereabouts?
The Massillon area came up, and also south of Navarre was noted as being maybe a bit less smooth.
Okay, so just be prepared for some variation.
And on the limestone sections, expect dust if it's been dry, and potentially mud if it's been raining. Comes with the territory of unpaved trails.
True. What about closures? You mentioned checking beforehand.
Yeah, temporary closures or detours can definitely happen. Construction, maintenance, storm damage. The Akron section, for instance, was specifically mentioned as having had some closures or detours in the past, so checking the official trail websites before you go is crucial.
Don't want to get halfway and find a dead end.
Exactly. Any other potential sort of navigation hiccups?
A few minor things reported. Sometimes in the cities, Cleveland, Akron, the signage might get a bit confusing, or there might be short sections where you have to ride on roads to connect trail segments.
Ah, okay. So need to keep your wits about you in the urban bits.
Seems like it. And hills. Mostly flat being a towpath, right?
Generally, yes. Towpaths are built to be pretty level, but one reviewer did note a climb needed to get up into downtown Akron if you detour off the main trail there. And also mentioned a surprisingly steep hill encountered on a specific detour within Akron. So while it's mostly flat, maybe don't expect zero elevation change, especially if you venture off the main path or hit a detour.
Okay, so mostly flat, but maybe a few little surprises thrown in. Keeps it interesting.
You could say that.
All right, we've covered a ton of ground here. Let's try and boil it down. What are the absolute key takeaways for someone listening, thinking about riding the Ohio and Erie Canal Towpath Trail on their e-bike?
Well, I think the main thing is that it offers this really unique blend. You get deep history right alongside beautiful nature and a mix of riding experiences from urban to really serene parkland.
And it's definitely suitable for e-bikes with those caveats about surface and speed limits.
Absolutely. The variety is there from smooth asphalt to that crushed limestone. And that bike aboard train program is just a fantastic logistical plus.
Huge bonus.
So really, it seems to have something for almost everyone. Just, you know, do your homework plan for the surfaces, figure out your water and restroom stops, and definitely check for any trail alerts or closures before you head out.
Solid advice. It genuinely sounds like an incredible, rewarding trail to explore by e-bike.
It really does.
Okay, so to wrap things up, here's a little something for you, the listener, to think about. We've talked about this amazing trail following an old canal towpath. Considering that history and how networks like the Ohio to Erie Tile are growing, what other historical routes, maybe old railways, other waterways, forgotten roads could be reimagined? What other hidden corridors could become the next great e-bike adventure?
That's a great question. Lots of potential out there, probably.
Definitely something to ponder while you plan that Ohio trip.